Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And today, the first thing that we are going to talk about is the fall skirmish announcement that Fortnite made today. So let's go over that. They're going to have their Fortnite fall skirmish series. This is by the Fortnite team. They say, hey, folks, we're kicking off our fall skirmish next weekend, awarding $10 million in prize money across a six-week series. So even more money at a higher rate than they did in the summer skirmish series. Then this is concluding at TwitchCon, October 26th through 28th. The new approach for Fall Skirmish will include both competitive and entertainment play formats. We're looking to incorporate some of these new formats into our large-scale events in 2019. During Fall Skirmish, players will proudly represent themed teams and earn points based on their performances in both play formats. Each week will pose new challenges like white-knuckle ATK races, masterful golf outings, mini-games, and, of course, high-skill competition every weekend. Nearly 500 Fortnite community members earned cash prizes during the Summer Skirmish, and we can't wait to grow that number during Fall Skirmish. Keep an eye out for a follow-up blog next week for our Week 1 format and team announcements. When we're closer to TwitchCon, we'll drop all the details on the finale's competitive format, as well as a way to pre-register on a first-come, first-served basis. So stay tuned for more info. You'll have plenty of opportunities beyond Fall Skirmish to win prizes. Showdown Royale kicks off near the beginning of October, which gives an in-game tournament system where our entire community will have an opportunity to compete and earn prizes in future competitive events. Good luck. Have fun. All right, that's from the Fortnite team. I am super hype about the Fall Skirmish series. I keep wanting to say Summer Skirmish, so I got so used to saying that for so long, but it's the Fall Skirmish series that we have coming up. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be cool that they're going to do competitive styles and some entertainment play styles as well, just to see tournaments play out with the sort of other formats we'll be playing. Like, say, maybe they'll put in the getaway in one of the tournaments, one of the weekends. That would be a lot of fun to see, and see how pros play that sort of match and how that works out. But yeah, there's that. That is a big announcement they made today, so I can't wait for that. Let's get back to the game that's going on right now. I'll go over one of this week's challenges, and that's where to search between a covered bridge, waterfall, and the ninth green. So this is northeast of Lazy Links. If you're looking at the grid G2, it's on the left side of that grid, so the west side of G2. Again, northeast of Lazy Links. So when you go down there, there's going to be a little tree and a little shed, and between the shed and that little tree is a little patch of dirt, of course. That's where you're going to find that secret battle star. That's, you know, almost, you know, over 90% of the time, that's where the secret battle star is always in a little obvious patch of dirt. Let's see here. What else do we want to cover today? We want to cover the Fortnite item shop, of course. So let's get in there real quick and see what's in there. I was just playing, so you know, it's the same stuff as yesterday, because we in the featured item shop we have that same stuff in there. For it was in there for a 48-hour period, so it's still in there today. So you got the Hachivat outfit, you get the Shadow Puppet glider, the Tree Splitter harvesting tool, you get the Wild Card outfit, you get the Safe Cracker glider. You get the, and so that's all the featured items that's still in there today. That's all still the same from yesterday. But the new items today in the daily item section is we have the Pink Flamingo harvesting tool. You get the new emote. This is a vivacious emote. I checked this out. I looked at it. I like it a lot. I like the dance. I like the music. I like it. You got the Make It Rain emote. You got the Rogue Agent outfit. It's back. This is one, actually, it's really awesome. I like this one a lot. You know, they even featured it there saying it's back because they know people like this one. The Arctic Assassin is back in there, and the Snow Squall glider is in there. And then I was just playing with DB Nugs, and he found a cool little glitch there with the Make It Rain emote. So if you use the Make It Rain emote, if you just pop it real quick and then switch to another emote right away, money will still be flying out of your character while you're doing any other emote if you switch to another emote right away. So that's kind of fun to see all the different emotes, you know, different dances, you know, if you're, especially if you're doing like the hype dance or something and you still have money flying around you, it's pretty fun to watch. So, you know, nothing to really help you in the game, you know, but it's just something a little fun. But to have something to help you in the game, I'm going to get back to my tip of the day now. And the tip of the day is still going to be about practicing in Playground. You know, I talked about it yesterday, and then some people asked me what they should, you know, they didn't really get how to practice in Playground and, you know, what you should be doing to practice. And, you know, I briefly mentioned you should, you know, play some one-on-ones and play some 2v2s. And, okay, so here's a little bit more detail on ways that you can do this. If you're going to do a 1v1, you guys are going to want to land both farm until you get at least max wood. That way, you know, that's what most of the time you're going to have max in the game anyways, or you're going to have the most material of is wood. So definitely go at least for max wood. And then if you guys want to, you know, feel it out, decide what other mats you want to get. If you want to go max on all the other mats and just have a crazy build battle, or if you want to keep it something a little bit more realistic, you know, if it's mid game, maybe you don't have as much brick or as much metal yet. But if it's an end game, you know, there's a good chance that you've killed a lot of people or you've picked up a lot of other people's loots and you do have max materials and everything. So that's just something to kind of think about when you're going with your partner there. What exactly kind of loadout do you want? Because you guys want to go in to this with an even playing ground. Like, it's not somebody, you know, is going to have all materials and the other person isn't. You guys are going to be doing this in a, you know, a coordinated way where you are going to get the most out of this because you're going, you know, you're going against someone that you assume is going to have the same amount as you or going to have a similar loadout to you and then a similar skill to you, and it'll just help you push each other farther. So after you get your materials, then you guys need to go get your loot, and then you guys need to decide what kind of loot you're going to get. You can practice all kinds of different situations. Hey, we're going to start out with shotguns, or hey, we're going to start out with only ARs, or here's your loadout. You can have, you know, this, this, and this in your loadout, and you can arrange it however you want, but you both have the same weapons in your loadouts, so that, you know, you guys are on even playing ground. And somebody's not going in there, you know, with, you know, a pistol and the other person has, you know, the P90 and, you know, the suppressed AR and you have rocket launchers. Like, you guys, whatever you decide to do, make sure that you guys have the same, you guys are carrying the same weapons so that you can really know, okay, that person got me there because they took the advantage, they got a better skill, they built up higher than me, or they just got better aim on me. I panicked too much and my aim was off and they stayed calm and their aim stayed true. So just keep everything level playing ground. So then once you got your materials, you got your loadout, now you need to go somewhere where there's enough open space that you can start rushing at each other. And so you're going to need to start a little, you know, a couple of squares away. What you could even do is build some floors on the ground to the side of you guys. That way you both each start at each end, you know, maybe build like six floors, and then you guys both know that you are that length away from each other. And then you guys count down, 3, 2, 1, go. And then as soon as you say go, both of you start rushing at each other. At this point, you don't have anything else built. You maybe just have some floors somewhere set to the side so you guys know what the distance is, but there's nothing else built. So you say go and then you start rushing at each other. Obviously you're both are going to want to start building ramps to keep yourself protected. You know, if the other person doesn't, then you're going to take them out real easily. But hopefully you're both been listening to this show long enough, you're advanced enough to know that you're going to start building those ramps right away and start rushing at your opponent. And then, so then at this point, you're rushing at each other, you're building those ramps, and then you're going to meet up with each other, and then you're going to have to decide what to do. Are you going to, you know, going to keep going up? Is that other person going to block you? Are you going to try to block that other person from keep going up? But at this point, this is where the match becomes on. and you guys are in a build battle now. You just keep building and battling until somebody wins. And then, you know, then you say, okay, cool, that was a good round, let's have another one. And then, so once that battle is over, you know, the person who got eliminated, they're going to respawn, and then what you're going to do is let that person come down, pick up the loot that they had so that they can pick up the loot and you guys can go another round. And then you'll reset the round by knocking down the base of whatever build you guys built, so that will all be gone. And then you guys can go at another battle again. And then, you know, you guys are probably going to want to refarm some materials. And then, so refarm your materials so you guys are back to what you want to be. And again, make sure the loser picks up the loot so that they have everything the same as the last round, and then boom, you start round two. And again, you're going to do the same thing if you're doing a 2v2. Just go through all those same steps, but until, you know, the two teams are going to be battling until one team is fully eliminated. So that is how you're going to practice when you are playing in the playground mode. All right. So that's how you're going to do that, and that's how you're really going to take advantage of being able to get better and practice mode with no pressure on you at all. All right, that's going to be it that I have for you guys today. I just want to remind you that you can support Daily Fortnite by going to anchor.fm/daily-fortnite. I've been just saying anchor.fm/daily-fortnite, but you have to put that dash between daily and Fortnite, I just realized. You know, I have the link in the show notes anyway, so you can always just click that link and it'll take you there. But just in case it was somebody who just wanted to type it out, it is anchor.fm/daily-fortnite. So thank you for that. I just also want to say that you can also support the show for free, of course, and it's a great way to do it, and it actually does help out the show a lot. So if you don't have money to contribute to the show, don't feel bad at all, because you can still help out the show just by going over to iTunes, leaving a 5-star rating, leaving a written review, and also subscribe while you're there, of course, because that all helps out the show grow and keep jumping up in the rankings over there on iTunes, as it always does. And then, you know, if you guys happen to have the Anchor app, of course, go download the Anchor app, and you can always send me messages through that app as well. You know, we're already ranked one of the highest over on Anchor, but I want to keep getting that iTunes one up there, because that's still where most people find Anchor is getting more and more popular all the time, but it's still people are you know, going to iTunes and looking in Apple Podcasts all the time, because you know, they were there first. So keep going over there and leaving me those reviews over there. Plus, you can't do that on Anchor anyway. Anchor, they just let you hit the favorite button and do little claps and whatnot. But I actually have a new review here to get to today as well, so we're going to go ahead and read that out. This one is coming from Battle Brother the 3, and it says, "Hey," is the title, with a 5-star rating, of course. And here is a written review. They say, "Hey, I'm on Xbox, so unfortunately we can't play." Of course, he's talking to me because he knows I'm on Xbox. But he says, "I always check every day for your podcast, and it's every dad, but it's every day. So yeah, I listen about 3 hours a week. Here's a tip: do your challenges in 50v50, and also use bursts instead of ARs, because bursts got buffed. You're my favorite. It's cool that you brung up Battle Brothers and the Fortnite pod, son. Yeah, peace." All right. Yes, I definitely agree. There's a bunch of challenges easily you get done in 50v50. Also, he does say here, use the burst instead of ARs, because the burst, instead of the regular ARs, because the burst got buffed. I definitely agree with that. I think I mentioned that recently, but because of the buffs that the burst got recently, it is so much more accurate, that it is well worth having, because you're going to land, you know, getting that burst of shots, and with that second shot being more accurate now, you're going to land at least 2 shots more often, and so you're going to do just that much more damage, that much faster to opponents. And then, let's see here. Oh, yeah, and then he mentioned that I bring up the Battle Brothers and the Fortnite pod. Of course, you know, I love the Battle Brothers podcast. I love those guys. So, of course, I'm going to mention them and give them a shout-out here on the show. And then, like I said, I the other day, there was something that I heard from the Fortnite podcast that I pulled from there, that there was something I didn't know that I heard there. So I'm definitely going to give them a shout out for mentioning that. Like, I'm definitely not going to, you know, I'm not going to be the guy who gets information from other places and then doesn't give credit to the places that I'm getting them from. You know, a lot of the tips that I give, I just get from, you know, watching a ton of people. Just watching pros play all the time, so there's no specific one person that I got the idea from, or, you know, there's no one specific place that I, you know, saw somebody do something. It's just something I watch a lot of people play and just pick up, okay, these are different things that people are doing, so these are different things to try that the pros are doing. But, yeah, Battle Brothers, I just love those guys, so definitely give them a shout-out in the Fortnite pod. Like I said, I pulled something from them that I heard them say, so I'm definitely always going to give them credit. And then, I one time, there's this one YouTube channel that I really like that's called The Gamer Couple. I pulled a tip from them once. I saw a video of theirs that was talking about something. I don't remember what tip I pulled from one of their videos, but I saw the video there, so I knew I specifically was getting that tip from that YouTube channel, so I definitely give them a shout out. I just always want to be upfront and honest, and if I'm getting ideas from places, I want to give those places credit if it's not something that I thought of myself. So there's that. Let's see here. I think that's all we're going to have today. Yeah, that's it, guys. So again, we already mentioned the Support Daily Fortnite, the rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Of course, go join the Discord server. We got a couple different things going on there. And of course, go join me over on Twitch. Let's see here. You can follow me there. But oh, and here's one thing I wanted to mention about Discord. I want you guys to go join the Discord right now, especially. I'm going to set up a channel. I don't have it set up right now, but I will set up a channel that is going to say fan art, and, or, you know what, I don't know what I'm going to call the channel yet in the server. There's something about music and art, though. I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's been like three different times where I've changed the logo, the little for the podcast, just because Fortnite changes all the time, so I don't mind changing the logo all the time as long as it says Daily Fortnite. And then I still like having the tagline down there on the bottom that says Don't Get Lost in the Storm. That was something that I added to the most recent logo that is on there now. I'd like to get you guys in there in the Discord even more often, so if you guys come over and join the Discord, obviously I don't have intro and outro music either, but if I'm going to create a channel for you guys to submit art and to submit your own songs to as well. That way, every once in a while, I will feature one of your guys' pieces of art as a logo for the show. You know, maybe I'll put it up there for a day. Maybe I'll put it up there for a week. Maybe it'll last a couple weeks. I'm not sure. There's no saying for sure. But, you know, your piece of art would get featured as the logo for the show, just as long as, you know, I can put the... There's, you know, you want to make it... clean enough that it'll still say Daily Fortnite on there. I'll put the Daily Fortnite on there, the Daily Fortnite Don't Get Lost in the Storm. Or if you have an artful way of just writing out the words themselves that you want to do, then you can do that, just as long as it says Daily Fortnite don't get lost in the storm on there. And then you know, for any music, you know, just if you're a music creator, go ahead and submit those in there, and I'm going to take a listen to them, and if I like them, then, you know, I'll feature them every once in a while just to do that. You know, I just recently, I was going to try to get some, make some of my own intro and outro music, which I still might do. That will become the regular intro and outro music, and then every once in a while, I'll feature your guys' intro and outro music. But I didn't have as much time as I thought I was going to get that done right away. So if you guys want to submit stuff, then, you know, like I said, you guys can be featured every once in a while. And then, of course, you know, I'm going to give you guys credit for that as well. If I change the logo art, I'll mention in that episode, like, hey, I change the logo and here's who did the art, or if I added intro music or added some sort of music for that episode, I'll say, hey, check out this music. That was an awesome intro song, and this one was made by so-and-so, whatever, you know, you tell me your name is over there in the Discord. But there's that. So I'm kind of running on now. But yeah, go join that Discord so that you can be eligible to do that. And again, to be eligible, all you have to do is go join the Discord server and then submit your music and your art over to that little channel that I'm going to set up here later tonight. Okay, guys, that's all I have now. Thanks for listening to me to run on here. But again, I just want to keep building the community and keep figuring out fun ways to interact with you guys and keep the show growing. So with that being said, I'll be back tomorrow because this is a daily podcast. Until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.